Chapter 9. Letter to Lucy Westenra from Mina Harker. Budapest, August 24th. Dear Lucy, I made it to Budapest without any trouble. I suppose the journey went faster than usual because of my worries about poor Jonathan. He could not speak much when I first arrived. The nurse would not tell me everything that he had said in his sleep. She only told me that it was clear that he, himself, had done nothing wrong, and that there was no reason to be jealous of any women. I was glad to hear this because, I must admit, I was a little worried about that possibility. When Jonathan finally gathered enough strength to talk, the first thing he did was ask the nurse to bring his journal. He then looked at me very seriously and said,
"Here it is, my dear Mina. I give it to you, so that there will be no secrets between us. Read it if you like."
He then said that he would like to get married that very same day. I let him rest several hours first, and then a priest came, and with the nurses present, announced us husband and wife. Oh, I cannot tell you how wonderful it feels to call him my husband. As a symbol of trust, I wrapped his journal in paper and tied it with a ribbon I had been wearing in my hair. I hope that you too will soon be as happy as I am today. Love, Mina. Letter to Mina Harker from Lucy Westenra. Dear Mina, I can't wait until you and Jonathan return. Arthur has come, and we often spend our days together. My health has improved a great deal, and I'm no longer sleepwalking. Arthur and I are getting married on September 28th. I love him so much. I'm sorry I have no time to write. Hope to see you soon. Love, Lucy. Dr. Seward's Diary.
August 20th. After being very difficult for a full week, Renfield has finally calmed down. I've had him taken out of the straitjacket. He shows no interest in collecting insects or animals now. At night, he sits on his bed and repeats the words, "I am waiting, I am waiting." As soon as the sun rises, his behavior changes and he screams and throws himself against the walls. Tonight, I have planned with my men to let the patient run away again. August 23rd. Patient did not leave his room when we left it unlocked. I am planning other... What's that? My men are shouting for me. Renfield has run away suddenly. Later, we found Renfield at the house next door again. He became angry as he saw us approaching. But then, suddenly, he calmed and easily allowed himself to be taken back to the hospital. I noticed the whole time that his eyes kept following a bat that was flying about outside of the house.
Lucy Westenra's Diary. August 25th. Things are not good for me. My terrible dreams have returned. This morning I have no strength. My neck hurts. I'm not sure what's wrong with me. Arthur is becoming sadder every time he sees me looking so ill. Letter to Dr. Seward from Arthur Holmwood.
August 31st. Dear John, I need your help. Something is terribly wrong with Lucy. Could you come and examine her? I know this is a lot to ask of you, but believe me, I wouldn't ask this if it weren't very serious. Come tomorrow after lunchtime. Unfortunately, I will not be here for my father is also very ill, and I must go and see him. Please write me and let me know the results of the examination. Arthur.
Letter to Arthur Holmwood from Dr. Seward.
September 2nd. Dear friend, first, let me say that Lucy does not suffer from any physical problems. I checked her blood and she is quite healthy. However, I believe something may be wrong with her mind. Her illness is one that I am not familiar with. Therefore, I have asked my good friend and teacher, Professor Van Helsing, to come from Holland and look at Miss Westenra. He is one of the greatest scientists today. I'll be seeing Lucy again tomorrow in order to have another look at her.
Letter to Arthur Holmwood from Dr. Seward.
September 3rd. Dear Arthur, Van Helsing has seen Lucy, and he's quite worried that her condition is serious. After examining her very carefully and in private, he told me that her life could be in danger. However, he would not give me any details. He has gone back to Holland to do some research on her illness. He said he would write to me by tomorrow with an answer. Please don't worry too much right now. She is in the best hands possible, and you have your father to think about. I'll write you as soon as I learn anything more.
Dr. Seward's Diary.
September 4th. There are many changes in Renfield's behavior today. He became very wild at 12 o'clock at noon. It took all of my men to control him. He's never done this at noon before. Very quickly, however, he calmed down and said, "He doesn't need me. Now I must go to him myself and prove my usefulness." The patient had begun to collect and eat insects again. However, tonight, after returning from a visit to Lucy, I found that he had thrown his box of insects out of the window. When I asked him why he had done this, he answered, "I'm through with all that. I find him terribly difficult to understand."
Telegram to Van Helsing from Seward.
September 6th. Come immediately. Miss Westenra's in great danger.